with the advent of hepatitis P, I think we have seen a revolution in the treatment of diabetic foot ulcers. Here we have a drug that is able to promote healing, which was previously unheard of. It's able to promote granulation and to restore the blood flow to the affected areas. And that accounts for it being able to produce results in over 80% of patients who are affected, and in cases, more than half of persons who would have been unresponsive to traditional and conventional treatment have actually seen improvement with the use of this drug. We can look at injection site irritation, maybe some slight fever, headache in some cases, but nothing that presently can be treated with conventional medication. I think the challenge right now for this drug is to harness the data from long-term studies as to the effect over a long period of time. The drug is a relatively new drug. I mean, it's about 7 years in use. And therefore, the evidence that supports whether or not there are any significant adverse effects over a long-term period, that is still to come in. But from what we have seen, from what we have heard from the documents and the literature that we have read, from the reports and the reviews that are out there, the belief right now is that hepatitis P offers an option that we'll be ready to embrace, and that we basically create a turning point in the treatment of diabetic foot ulcers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.